This is Danny Chen, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC, PolyUd, presenting to you Ming Pao's editorial, Promoting COVID-19 Jabs for Students. After 2 years of abnormal school life, all students in Hong Kong will start a new academic year tomorrow, September the 1st, and be finally able to go to school under relatively normal circumstances. Because of the prolonged COVID-19 pandemic, full-day classes have yet to resume at secondary schools at the moment. It is hoped that such long spells of class suspension, which are detrimental to students' studies and their physical and psychological development, will not happen in the new academic year. But it is expected that from late September onwards, more and more schools will reach the threshold of a 70% vaccination rate required for the resumption of full-day classes. Schools and parents should encourage teachers and students to get the jab as soon as possible so as to enable more secondary school students to have more normal school lives. As for primary schools, the government should discuss the matter with schools to see if pupils can have more chances to participate in extracurricular activities. To a certain extent, some secondary and primary schools are affected by the fact that cross-border students cannot travel to Hong Kong to attend school amid the pandemic and factors like the immigration wave. The authorities should monitor the situation closely and provide proper support for schools. More effort should also be put into the promotion of small class teaching.